أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today being day number 19 of the month of Ramadan, we are now entering into this last phase of the last 10 nights of the blessed month of Ramadan, the night in which is contained Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night of grandeur, the night of majesty, the night of divine decree, a night which we don't know when it occurs. And so the faithful, the committed believers will spend the next 10 nights of the odd numbered nights in deeper prayer and supplication to Allah. And in this time, let us not forget to still attach importance to the Quran, to still read and reflect and try to understand the verses of Allah within our day-to-day lives. In the tradition which we wish to speak about today from the noble Prophet of God, Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, he shows us the importance of beautifying the Quran. Now, by beautification, we don't mean by printing the book with gold paper or gold cover, or embellishing it with diamonds or emeralds or rubies. This is not what we have been asked to do for the Quran, but rather to give a beauty to the recitation of the Quran. And in this regard, the noble prophet says the following: for everything there is an embellishment or a decoration, and the embellishment of the Quran is a good voice. Now we know that when we look at the world that we live in and ourselves, we try to make everything as beautiful as possible. When people build homes, they don't just build a structure with four walls out of concrete or steel or wood, but rather we decorate the outside of the home. We have a beautiful landscape, we'll have beautiful windows, doors, we will paint the house a beautiful color. We add all of this beauty to our homes to make it look much more appealing and beautiful, and obviously to increase our property values at the same time. When it comes to our clothing that we wear, we don't just wear tattered, ripped up clothes and rags. No, we spend thousands of dollars on a beautiful wardrobe. Our ladies will buy expensive purses, beautiful shoes, outfits, obviously covering everything up with a hijab, not to show off their beauty to others. And as men also, we try to wear beautiful, clean shirts, suits, shoes, and all the other paraphernalia that goes on with our clothing. And we see that even people spend money on wristwatches, on jewelry, and so on and so forth. And so the point being is that we look for an embellishment, a beauty in everything that we do, that we wear, that we live in, and so on and so forth. And so why not do the same with the Quran? Not a physical embellishment of the book of Allah physically, but rather, as the Messenger of Allah shows us, is to recite the Quran in a beautiful way. Now this is not done except through learning the rules of tajweed, of recitation of the Quran, of spending weeks, months, if not years, in mastering the recitation of the Quran, the proper pronunciation of the letters, the vowels, where you have to elongate, where you should stop, and all of these beautiful rules of tajweed. We have so many beautiful recitations of the Quran which are available. We have so many reciters of the Quran the world over, who many of them even whose mother tongue is not Arabic, but yet you listen to their recitations and you come with a sense of more love and attraction and affinity to the Quran, because they have spent a lifetime in learning the rules of how to properly recite the words of Allah. And as believers, as we go through this blessed month of Ramadan and we seek to understand the Quran, we also have to appreciate that Quran is a book to be recited. It is not only a book to be read, it is a book to be recited and to heard and to be listened to. And this actually adds to the depth of beauty, and the miraculous nature of the Quran is the method of its recitation, which has moved many people to tears, even those who may not know the understanding of the Arabic, but who merely hear the words being recited in the melodious, beautiful fashion of the reciters of the Quran, and they attach themselves to Islam and to the words of the Quran. And so as we continue in our appreciation for the Quran and its teachings, let us also begin to develop a love for the recitation of the Quran and to embellish the Quran with our voices with a beautiful, melodious, harmonious, well-structured recitation of the Book of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.